Thanks, Sam. We've gone on a bit long, but no, that was good. Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to our launch of the 2017 AFL Premiership season. I'd like to personally welcome and thank our major sponsors and corporate partners, to Gavin Donaldson with his wife Meredith here tonight, from Hyundai, John Wall from Career One, George Tahan from Icon Services and his family, and to our partners supporting our AFL women's team, John Morris from MC Labor and ZTE Australia. I would also like to welcome our players, led by our captain Mark Murphy, and our coaching team, led by Brendan Bolton. And as Sam said earlier, for the first time, our AFL women's team, led by captain Lauren Arnell and coach Damien Keepy and his assistants. Round of applause for our players and our coaches. Welcome tonight to all the Carltonians and their new chairperson of the committee, Chris Ott, the Inner Blue, the Navy League, the Coaches Club members, the Spirit of Carlton, all of our Carlton in Business members, the Young Carlton Professionals, the Guernsey Club members, our Member Council, and to our magnificent cheer squad. I sincerely thank you all for your continued support of the club. To our special guests and friends of the Carlton Football Club, the Honourable Martin Pakula, the Honourable Michael O'Brien, and the Honourable Jane Garrett. Welcome to you. It's always great to have you at our events, guys. Well done. Thank you very much for coming along. And to the former Premier of Tasmania, David Bartlett, who is with us tonight, and has recently been appointed the chairperson of FROM, one of Carlton's corporate partners. Welcome to you, David. I would like to acknowledge all the past directors and life members, and we will announce two more new life members this evening. I'd like to acknowledge our number one ticket holders, Vivian Kerr and Sam Smorgan, the President of the Northern Blues, Stephen Papel, and to all of our executive, management and support staff, including the many volunteers who are a group of dedicated individuals whose work is greatly appreciated. And a special thank you, a very special thank you goes to the partners and families of our players and staff for your contribution and support of the club. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, if we take a quick look back to 2015, it was a year of reset with enormous change across the entire football club. 2016 was a year of growth and unity. There was indeed measurable growth across all areas of the organisation. In 2017, we will see the continued building of strong foundations for growth both on and off the field, and we expect to make steady improvement on last season. We have one of the youngest teams with the least amount of game experience in the AFL. There'll be challenges along the way, but there will be exciting times ahead. I want to assure you tonight that we are unwavering in our desire to further build and strengthen all areas of this football club. We remain united and stable. Our board remains unchanged for 2017. Adrian Gleeson will retire at the end of this season, and Chris Judd will be appointed as director of the football club at that time. Mark Murphy will again lead our team in his fifth season as captain, with the assistance of the leadership group. Congratulations to Mark and the leadership group, Kate Simpson, Patrick Cripps, Ed Curno, Sam Doherty, Bryce Gibbs and Dennis Armfield. Ladies and gentlemen, our leadership group for 2017. And again, I'm sure you'll agree that we had a successful draft and trade period, bringing to the club a mix of both experienced and young players who are talented athletes, are of good character, and have a desire to learn and succeed at Carlton. I want to welcome individually our new players, Sam Petrescu of Seton, Caleb Marchbank, Jared Pickett, Patrick Kerr, Billy Schmitz, Zach Fisher, Harrison McCready, Cameron Polson, Tom Williamson, Reese Palmer, Kim LeBoy, and Alex Silvani. We wish you and the entire team all the very best for the season ahead. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the year started with Carlton creating history as game changers. Our women's team have worn the navy blue with pride and distinction in the inaugural AFL women's season. The Carlton Football Club has an important role to play in building respect in the community and demonstrating authentic inclusiveness and diversity. Lauren, you and the team have done a brilliant job in displaying the passion that comes with playing for our great club. It was an incredible moment to watch our team beat Collingwood round one at Icon Park in front of a record crowd of over 24,000 people. To Damien and Lauren, we wish you all the very best for the rest of the season. This success has seen the resurgence of Icon Park as the go-to venue for AFL women's games. There's been much speculated in the papers, but what we will be doing is continuing to develop our master plan for Icon Park and the Princes Park precinct to ensure that it, Icon Park and Princes Park, remains an integral part of the AFL landscape. Now, as you know, members are our lifeblood and are a vital part for our success and our growth. We now have well in excess of 40,000 paid up members, which is a record for this time of the year. To all our members, you have once again shown your belief in our vision for the future, and for that, I thank you very much. To our supporters who are not yet members, I strongly encourage you to join us. Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy the evening and I'll see you at the footy. Go Blues!